Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
La la la. Hello.
Oh, Christ.
You know, it's raining. It's raining after all this time, all this summer.
You know that last time we was doing this podcast, it was like the hottest day of the year. That was a week ago.
Was that the hottest day of the year? When we was... in London,
you know, live podcasts.
Who come to see us at the podcast festival?
Yeah, who come down?
Oh,
it wouldn't have been any of this lot. These lot are freeloaders.
Oh, they wouldn't pay to come and see.
They wouldn't come and pay.
Not the real thing.
See us on the hottest day of the year, but people did.
And do you know what we've done? Because they pay, we took them all out to a hotel. We laid on the most fantastic, lavish party. We had DJs.
Because we wanted to pay back their loyalty.
Yeah.
You know, because they pay a little bit of money. Yeah, all right, pay a little bit of money. So listen to
So what? So what?
Yeah, okay. But the rewards for doing that are... unimaginable for a lot of you people. You know, you get closer, rub up close to us.
Which is
pretty cool, you know.
Have you, don't take our word for it that it was good. You got a review there. What was that review, Jack Tinker in the Daily Mail?
Jack Tinker, Daily Mail, said, have you ever seen Angelos and Barry do their thing?
Right.
And he says,
Question mark.
Question mark. Right. Yeah. Well, he says, I have seen it. And I went down to King's Place, home of where near the Guardian. He says,
oh, yeah.
And all that stuff, he says, because he's not the greatest writer in the world.
No. And he's dead now as well, of course.
Yeah, but this is posthumous.
Yeah, that's last week, yeah.
Yeah. And he says, they sat there for gone an hour, he says.
Yeah.
All their gear. And bearing in mind, he says, this place is for intellectuals and all them people like that on the leaning on the left, right?
Yeah.
And these two come on stage and they talk real sense.
Yeah.
Real sense for an hour and gone an hour. He says they cover subjects such as Jane McDonald on the cruises.
Yes.
Rishi Sunak, Liz Truss, Walking in Dog's Muck, The Telegraph.
Yeah.
They talked about David Van Day being goal on the five-a-side pitch.
I forgot about that.
Fell down and he got hit in the stomach by the ball and the ball went in the sea.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff, you know, he says. Anyway, it was the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I saw Macbeth with
Rylance. Chuck Norris.
Yeah. And he says it was better than that, he says. 5 stars across the board, he says.
And that
how
is,
about that?
How about that? And you bloody well miss that.
Hmm?
Well, they bloody well miss it. We went to a party. We had some of the best DJs going. Jane McDonald was on doing her DJing.
Chuck Norris
was on. David Van Day done the catering for our party. Yeah.
Did you ever see Chuck Norris in Macbeth?
Wasn't he good? Oh!
He was sort of an action Macbeth, and he insisted on driving a monster truck onto the stage.
That's it.
It's really cool, you know. It was for the youth. Yeah. Well, he couldn't get his head around the language. He spoke a lot of American stuff, but it made it easier to follow. And that's, I think they need a lot more of that sort of thing going on, you know.
Definitely.
I wouldn't mind seeing someone like Stephen Dennis do Hamlet, you know.
Well, of course, I saw, oh, Christ, what's his name? Alan Shearer. Done a wonderful, wonderful version of The Prince of Denmark. Shearer's Hamlet was superb. Oh, yeah. Absolutely superb. And at the end, Kevin Keegan popped up as the ghost of his father.
They had a sword fight.
A sword fight. It was ever so good. But I is how they get popular. Popularized.
Bums on seats. I saw Jane McDonald do Othello.
Oh, wasn't she good? Yeah.
She was very, very good. Very, very good at that. And I thought she wasn't going to pull it off, but she really had the chops, you know? Really?
Oh, she's a wonderful actress.
The one I didn't enjoy, the one I didn't get on with, unfortunately, and I don't think, it's nothing to do with the writing. I think they miscast David Van Day as Romeo. He just couldn't do it.
No,
but very angry on stage. Oh, and very angry. Pants down as well.
I remember that. It was embarrassing, really. But I tell you who was quite superb in the musical of Wicked, Alan Brazil of TalkSport. You never expect it.
And that was stunt casting, wasn't it?
Yeah, genius in its way, though.
Yeah.
Genius, and it's
he was pissed all the way through that, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all right, you don't want to see it all the time, but you know, as a one-off, it's a trick. I mean,
bit of fun,
yeah, absolutely. But you see, this is what they don't want to be so po-faced about these things, do they?
No, there's
a lot of very
popularize it and broaden it, you know.
I mean, when Leo Sayer done it, remember he was at the Royal Academy doing his artwork. He called it an installation. Like, Leo, are you sure? He said, no. He said, you want to break down barriers, encourage the common person in to see it. But, I mean, I don't know what you thought of that display. What did he call it? Flowers in the Moon?
Yeah, Flowers in the Moon. And that is what it was. It was like... Literally, it was like flowers, because he had that great big balloon up in the roof. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
And it was a green balloon, and he painted it white.
Yeah.
And I went in, and he had all these like plastic flowers on the floor.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and he's all like, you know, hi guys, welcome, come on in, I'm a one man band, all that, you know.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and I look at it, he says, look up there, he says. And he had this balloon, like, full of helium, all painted white.
That's it.
Sellotape. I says, what's that balloon doing up there? He says, that's the moon, you know?
Yeah.
I says, why have you used, like, a long sausage balloon for it? He says, because that's all they had left in the shop, you know?
Right.
He says, but don't tell the reviewers that. I'm just going to say that that's a choice I've made.
Yeah.
I said, oh, all right. I says... Why didn't you just use a white balloon and instead of like, painting that white? He says, because that is all I had left in the shop.
Yeah, very. It's very pernickety.
He says, I don't know what shop I went to. He says,
That's it.
Angry with me.
Very fussy.
Any shop, and it's all. He says, I just went to the shop down the road. Hello, he says, greeting everyone. I just went to the shop down the road to get the balloon.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I says, all right, she says, it doesn't look like the moon. It looks like a big sausage balloon up there.
That's it.
What are these plastic flowers down here? He says, they are the flowers of like the moon is shining on the flowers.
You're entitled to ask. Yeah.
Real flowers, you know?
Yeah.
That's all they had left in this.
Oh, Christ. All right.
I says, okay. I said, you use like flowers and plants that they use on model railway tracks.
Yeah.
I said, they're really small. He says, that's all they had left in the shop.
Yeah.
Getting really odd. I says, Leo, if you're happy, I'm happy. And then someone came in and just stood on the flowers. I went, oh, sorry. And he hit bloody roof.
I mean, he would say, oh, I'm a temperamental artist. But disorganized. I mean, you know how much
last minute with him.
I mean, the money that the Arts Council must have given him. Do you remember he done that one? It was supposed to be, he called it, he was copying, who done the cow in Formaldehyde?
Damien Hirst.
He's copying Damien Hirst. He goes, I call this donut in formaldehyde. I said, all right. And that's formaldehyde. He goes, no, it's not. I couldn't get none. I said, fucking hell, how much have they paid you? Do you know what he's done? He's gone down Dunkin' Donuts. He's got a little fish tank of water and just chucked a fucking donut in it. Yeah.
It's all just fished up and messed in there.
It's all falling apart. What does that represent? He said, what do you think it represents? The circle of life in the formaldehyde. You know, in we are all in aspic. We're all floating in a sea of endless, wantless, meaningless, you know, the formaldehyde, if you like, is the stale life. It makes it all up. I said, Leo, look, you're a wonderful pop star with a string of hits, including Young Man Band, One Man Band, When I Need You.
All that.
I said, but that, I said, I don't know what, if the head of the Arts Council comes down and sees a fucking disintegrating donut in there, he goes, that's all I can get in the time. I said, Leah, I paid to come in. I'm forgiving, but there are people who want to see tonight. He went, you know what he did? He got it all in a minute. He fucking just tipped it all over the floor. I said, you're a soppy son.
He got an advance on that novel.
Oh, that's it.
He's going to write that, like, action novel.
Oh,
and I said to him, I says, you don't. What do you know about writing an action novel? Right? He says, I know about an action novel.
Yeah.
Right. How much I pay you in advance? He said, £100,000.
Jeez.
Right. I says, what's the deadline? He says, it's like 3 days' time. He says, I says, how much have you written? He says, right, a chapter. I says, let's have a look. Right. Anyway, he gives me the chapters to read. Right. And I'm like, Leo. He starts off like, he says, there is this bloke.
Oh, right.
There is this bloke who lives in France, and he's up the mountains with his skis on, and then he's crossed out skis like that really hard, and he's gone, no, not really. not skis, he says. I mean, he's got a parachute on, and he's about to chuck himself off a cliff, and he's scribbled out. He says, not a parachute, no. He's underwater, this bloke. Yeah,
that's it.
I says, when you got to give this in? He says, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
I says, why have you not, like, finished? He says, because I've been busy. Oh. He says, I've been doing the donut, he says, and the flowers and the moon. I haven't had time to write a bloody novel.
Yeah.
Right? I says, but they've given you £100,000. So what? He says, you know, he's very... He says he's temperamental, but he's not temperamental.
No, he's lazy, he's disorganized. But do you remember when EMI, EMI giving that advance, 75 grand for that song, right? I was in Abbey Road. I was up there, Abbey Road. I was looking around. Some of the greats have played this. Belafonte, the Beatles, all of them have been there.
Ben Kingsley.
Simon Schwarzenberger. Anyway, I went in there.
Woody Allen.
Anyway, I went in there. I said, oh, all right, you know, and he's there with his leather jacket on, you know, puffing on a big cigar, fedora on, boa, like his what's his name? Mark Boland. He's got that look.
Mark Boland.
So I'm thinking, oh, is this good? I said, what have you got? And he goes, oh, not much. When you've got to hand it in, sort of thing, it's, oh, I'm going for Christmas number one, and it's the 22nd now of December. I said, well, what have you got then? He goes, hit it. And so the technician said, and it's Leo going, what rhymes with Christmas? He goes, I'm pissed most of the time, Christmas. I'm pissed Christmas. I said, stop the tape. I said,
yeah, no music or nothing.
No, just him humming. He says, I'm trying out ideas. I said, this.
How long did you have the studio book for?
Oh, well, he'd been there for 4 or 5 days, if you don't mind. Didn't even lay the drum track down. Fucking useless. He says, I'm an artist. I'm a tortured artist. I said, you're disorganised is what you are.
Lady, I bet you spent the bloody advance. So what if I have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
There's been some shit Christmas singles, but Christmas. I went, this is shit.
You need to get your act together and fast. Patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow. If you want to sign up to the Patreon and come and listen to us full time, not just this part-time nonsense that you do.
This is rubbish what we're doing here. You want to come on board?
Get on board. Join the club, for Christ's sake. There's not many clubs you can join these days, but you really can join our club.
We're £2. Yeah, I'd say.
Real access to us.
That's less than half a pint of lager.
Yeah, a lot less.
A lot less if you live where we do. Not
better than a third of a packet of fags as well. So, you do the maths.
All right, guys.
Okay, guys, we love all of you.
We do love all of you, but get your hands in your pocket, for Christ's sake. Next year's our 10th anniversary of this. Some of you have been listening for free for 10 years.
This is for free, Christ. So have a look at yourselves in the mirror.
You have a look at yourself.
All right, guys.
Okay.
All the best.
All the best, guys. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.